Hey everyone, happy Monday and welcome to episode 7. So commuting on my way to work right now is a little bit of traffic, but it's not too bad. So yeah, there's my little traffic report right there. Today I'm going to be talking about JavaScript. Now you might think this is a very technical topic, so talking about like a programming language, but here's what I'm trying to do with this podcast and this episode. So I want to take a technical topic, talk about it at a high level so that it's understandable by almost anyone, or at least anyone that's, you know, knows how to use a computer, basically. And I want to relate that back down to business. So when you're running your business, you know, if it's anything software related, even if you're like selling physical products, chances are you have an e-commerce website, and you know, having some knowledge of kind of, you know, what kind of developers you're hiring or what kind of tech stack you're running on, just having like a little bit information of the technology that's running your company, I think it will give you an edge over others who are just, you know, who just know about business or entrepreneurship or marketing or any of that. Like, I think it's always important to know bits and pieces of every industry or every, you know, category, whatever you call it. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to talk about, you know, this programming language, and I'm going to relate it back to business and how it can benefit your company in terms of like the hiring process and just simply running, just kind of developing a product and keeping things smoothly running. So yeah, let's get right into it. Again, it's not going to be super technical. I'll try to explain everything. And first, I want to talk about, obviously, what is JavaScript? So like I said, it's a programming language. Really, it's more specifically a scripting language. And, you know, back in my static website episode, I talked about how websites are made, and I talked about HTML. So HTML is a way to describe the content that you want to appear on your web page or on your website. And there's two other languages you actually have to know to be able to build websites. The second one involves how to style your website, you know, how, you know, what colors should show up, what typography, like what fonts you want, whether you want columns and all that sort of stuff. So that's where CSS comes in. You don't have to worry about HTML or CSS in this episode, but that third one, JavaScript, is what adds functionality or behavior to your website. Think about like a comment section or, you know, social sharing buttons. It's anything that's, you know, where typically you'll click on a button and something will happen. That's typically done with JavaScript, you know, unless it's just a regular link, that's just HTML, but so that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about JavaScript and what it does for the language. Sorry, I'm just turning here. Okay. And, you know, and for many years, JavaScript was just run in the browser. You know, it's what the browser understands. It's what you build out your website. You have some JavaScript that says, okay, when you click this button, this happens. And that's all it ever was. It was just a scripting language, a way to add functionality to your website. Now, a couple years ago, something called Node was released on node.js. And Node, what it allows you to do is it gives the capability to run JavaScript on a server. Because when you wanted to, you know, connect to a database or do something, you know, the background process, like do a bunch of stuff like on an actual server, not just in the browser, you needed to know Java or Python or Ruby, you know, some separate programming language. So if you wanted to build a website, you needed to know at least two languages. How Node like changed the game is they said, you know, hey, why not be able to run JavaScript? Why not be able to run this same language that you already know how to build websites with? You know, something that the browser already understands. A lot of people know how to use it. You know, why not let that be run on the server as well? You know, and that's really the power, like this, essentially this language that can be run on the browser and on the backend server. So that's like kind of a little quick description and talking about a little bit about Node. I'll continue this in the next segment. Okay, so I was talking about Node.js and how, lets you run JavaScript, not just in the browser, but also on the server. And beyond that, you can actually, there's a bunch of new tools that have been coming out. There's something called React Native that lets you build mobile apps with just writing JavaScript. It just compiles down, like, you don't need to know Objective-C to build iOS apps. You don't need to know Java to build Android apps. Now you can, again, just with your previous knowledge of JavaScript, there might be a couple new things that you need to learn, but still just a same language, you can now build mobile apps. And it's like a native mobile app. It's not, a web view or anything like that. It's not a browser. It's, a full-fledged mobile app. And there's other things that you can do too. You can build native desktop apps, or something called Electron. And the point here is that, you only need to know, like as a developer, you only need to know one language, and you can build apps for almost any platform. Like even VR, there's React VR. It's insane. But yes, as a developer, you just need to know one language, and you can build on multiple platforms. And you can get hired, right, as just a JavaScript developer. You can call yourself like a full stack JavaScript developer, and that means that you can essentially just build anything for websites or mobile apps, right? So that, I think, is really powerful. Now, obviously, I want to relate this back down to business. Like, how does this relate to business in any way? And I think it's important how it goes down to this whole universal language thing. It's, so in terms of business, in terms of like the hiring process, you had to find, like, someone to build a website. You need a front-end developer, someone knows, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, right? Those three browser languages to build the front-end UI portion. Then you need someone to build like your API, so you want maybe some Java developer or Ruby developer, someone that just, works mainly on the back end, on the server stuff. Maybe you need someone to build mobile apps, so you hire a guy for that. You hire, one for Android, one for iOS. You're just we're spending a lot of money right there. Now, don't get me wrong, even if you just hire, a couple JavaScript developers, like, you still want them to be doing their specific thing. Someone might be better at Node.js, so they'll be just working on the server. Someone might be better at the front end, so they'll just be building out your UI. So you'll still be hiring different people, but here's where, still makes hiring easier, because you're only hiring really for a JavaScript developer. And then you kind of ask them, hey, where do your strengths lie? Is that on the back end? Is that on the front end? What do you feel? Do you like mobile better? Where would you preferably work with, or work at work? And then, beyond hiring, when you already have developers, you're, running a company and trying to build your product, right? Or maybe you're even just maintaining your product. Because you're only, everything is running on a single language. Now, let's say maybe you have just one backend developer and he's out for the day, and there's a bug that you need to fix, right? Well, now your front-end developer, your mobile developer, can just go in and, be like, oh, this is just JavaScript. There might be some new stuff here and there, but they still might have some familiarity with that system and how it works, because it's just JavaScript. It's just this universal language. So that is really just beneficial for your company, for all your developers to essentially, wear multiple hats and kind of jump in between multiple things. And let's say maybe you really want to focus on like just building out your mobile apps. You can do that because you have the capacity, you have like the developers there that, you have multiple mobile developers for example, because everyone just knows JavaScript. Now, so that's kind of how I'm relating it back. I think it's really powerful. Node.js is something that, was laughed at in the beginning, but same thing with all these like mobile, JavaScript to mobile, compilers and stuff. People were kind of laughed at them, but now everyone's really running these things in production on their live websites and their live systems. So Node.js is like very, enterprise ready, which is really cool. And I think that's really it. Just wanted to, hopefully this made sense. Hopefully this was a good episode. I think it was really interesting. So follow this, or rate this podcast on your podcasting app. Follow me on Twitter, SunnySyncIO. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.